The Don and Mike Show.
That's right, and welcome everybody to the best of Don and Mike right here on 106.7 WJFK from 2 to 3 p.m. every weekday afternoon. Good Wednesday afternoon to you, everybody. You I'm your host, Artinger here, the legendary Joe Artinger with you on this gorgeous Wednesday afternoon, right? This is much better. I approve, and I'm sure you do too. Anyway, best of Don and Mike, leading up to Don and Mike, live at 3 o'clock, and you do want to listen live at 3, and I will tell you why. They still have to give to you 2D group lessons, beginning lift passes, rentals for two at either Ski Liberty, Ski Round Top, or Whitetail Ski Resorts. Or, of course, $500 in laser loot from Georgetown Laser Hair Removal. Now, did you enjoy that? Did you enjoy the Burger King guy today, by the way? I know he's been around for a couple of years, but who can get tired of the Burger King guy? Ding, fries are done. And you can thank me later when that's still going through your head later on tonight. Now, let's get into the best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike review the Golden Globes. That means goofing on celebrities. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
The Golden Globes were on Sunday night. Just another one of these idiotic, like I said to Leah Remini when she was on before, just another one of these idiotic shows of these actors and TV stars. Just, oh, no, you're great. No, you're great. And they're so impersonal when they come up and... You know, what you really want with the people I think that you like and you enjoy watching in movies or TV, they win an award, you want to see the real person come out.
Yeah.
You want to see them come up and, you know, even if they just say something like, hey, I want to thank all the people that go to my movies and, you know, I want to thank my wife or, you know, I've got a great life. What I hate is when they come out and they pull out the piece of paper and they go, I've got to thank Benjamin Schwartz,
Jeffrey Katzenberg,
Michael Elston, Michael O'Mara, Michael Source, Robert Spiewak, Lisa Herndon, Joseph Artinger, Peter Johnson.
Yeah, it gets tedious, and they all seem to want to do that now. It seems to be a formula, and it's settled in. Well, there's so many award shows now.
Right. And they all just, they can't suck enough. But this one had a couple of real, at least in my opinion, funny moments. In the pre-show that was on the E! Exclamation.
No, this was on NBC.
Oh, this was on NBC?
Dick Clark's pre-show.
Here's Dizzy Idiotic Kate Hudson.
Okay. Goldie Hawn's daughter.
Right. Ah. Who's pretty nutty here. Here she is.
For you now, are you glad that you can, like you said, be able to sit out there? But how, as far as being a Golden Globe winner, how is your career? I'm sorry.
It's so pretty.
Well, look at this dress, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. How has your career changed since winning the Golden Globe?
You know, I mean, it's changed, but nothing's really changed, you know. It was just kind of, just this beautiful moment, and you go back to work, you know, and you do the best thing you can every time you go back to work. So, you know, it was just a big honor. I'm so young, and for it to happen like that so young, it was amazing.
And right off the bat, must mean you're very talented. We'll have a good time tonight. Thanks for stopping and talking to us, okay?
What's dizzy about that?
Sean, well, she's just kind of dumb.
Well, what? She didn't say anything dumb. No, the first thing, she interrupted the question to tell the lady she had a pretty dress.
She's, I'm sorry, your dress is pretty.
The lady's saying to her, you want to hear the beginning again?
No, I heard the beginning. I hear where she interrupts and says the prayer. But I was ready for her to, like, do a
Maybe
speech.
Maybe I was overselling it.
Okay, all right, all right. I was waiting for her to, like, say, may I mambo dog face the banana patch.
Oh, no, wait till Harrison Ford for
that.
Now then, another thing you had during this Golden Globes was you had that annoying Dick Clark coming on constantly telling you that there were great parties going on in the background.
Right.
Here is the first time during the show that Dick underestimates our intelligence. This is one of his first cut-ins.
So I'm going to give it on over to you, Dick, and let you take us inside.
Thank you, Nancy. I just saw Russell Crowe hustling into the ballroom. You only got just a few seconds left here before we start. This has got to be the single biggest party of the year. Nancy, thank you ever so much. Sean, thank you. Great job. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. You know what? Once you get inside, I've said this before, you've never seen a room like this. It's full of movie moguls, network heads, the people with the purse strings, every star you've ever seen in your life, all together in one room at the same time. It's the biggest Hollywood party of the night. Let's go.
Right.
That's kicking it to the opening of the telecast.
Yeah. You know, I wondered why Dick Clark was going to be so excited about it until I saw that he was the executive producer.
Now, was he always associated with the Globes?
I don't think so.
Just, like, pull that into his major web?
I think there's a tremendous draw at Dick Clark Productions, and all awards show find their way over there.
Right.
All right, here's more Dick Clark.
Now, this is what happens during a commercial. Hundreds of stars are table hopping, catching up with old friends, doing a little business. You can bet a few deals are being closed right there in that room.
It's there
the
you
kind
go.
Of scene
yeah.
You can only see at the 59th Annual Golden Globe Awards.
You can bet a few deals are being closed right now. You know, they put a box on his voice, because really, if you heard him now, he'd be, you bet a bunch of fools.
All right, here he is again. More Dick Clark.
Oh, good.
As you can see, it's another chance to wheel and deal with the stars, the producers, the moguls, the network, and the studio heads.
The what?
All
the moles.
He's getting a little of the old man speak.
The moles.
Wasn't he trying to say moguls,
yes.
though?
Yeah, I believe so, but it came
and
out.
And moguls
of,
came out old man.
Moles.
As you can see, it's another chance to wheel and deal with the stars, the producers, the moguls, the network, and the studio heads. They are all here.
That's stroke speak. That's stroke speak.
He said moles.
Moses.
This is the most high-powered crowd of them all. It's social, and it's business, and you are here at the Golden Globes on NBC.
He didn't even get Globes right.
No.
He said the Golden Globes.
Golden Globes!
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, your host for the Golden Globes, Kirk Douglas.
Hey, here's more Dick Clark.
And show you're worth it.
This is the Golden Globes, and there's a lot of buzz in this room right now about who will win two of tonight's most important awards. Well, they're whispering about the best actor and best actress in comedy. And you know what? Right here on the 59th Annual Golden Globes, we're going to find out.
Can he not say Globes? Maybe. Golden Globes.
Maybe he's got a problem with the L word.
G-O-L-B's. That's what it says.
Yeah, maybe that Tom Brokaw thing that you can't say L.
As Golden Globes. I'm Dick Clark.
You are at the Golden Globes. This is the ballroom. Take a look
around. Wait a minute. Golden Globes.
He says he's G-O-L-B-S.
Wow.
I think he's got the E in there. I think it's G-O-L-B-E-S.
The Golden Globes.
You are at the Golden Globes. This is the ballroom. Take a look around this room. TV and...
Just listen to the beginning again.
Take a look at this room. There are all sorts of movie moles.
You are at the Golden Globes. This is the ballroom. Take a look around this room. TV and film stars are rubbing elbows. Of course, tomorrow's papers will be reporting who's seen with whom, but you're seeing it all for yourself right here on the Golden Globes on NBC.
Well, I think he said February. I think he said Globes correctly there.
Well, let's be honest. The man is what? Well into his... He's pushing 80.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right, here we go. More Dick.
You know, people always ask, why does Hollywood turn out in such huge numbers for the Golden Globes? Well, just take a look. It's a party. And they are talking and they're wheeling and dealing and socializing. And it only happens at the Golden Globes on NBC.
And it treats us, the viewers, like such idiots. Like these celebrities are really sitting at these tables making deals.
Making big deals. There's a big deal going on now between Leah Remini and P. Diddy.
Here's more Dick.
You know, the faces in the Golden Globe audience are known all over the world, but they're about to be joined by a couple of surprise guests that might be the most famous of them all.
Wait till you see who it is. Coming up next here on the Golden Globes on NBC.
I got the instant feedback here that Dick Clark has been producing the Golden Globes since 1983, but he's only been on the air the last couple of years.
Ah, very good.
So he's been...
What are his? What are the awards that he created?
American Music Awards.
All right, here is more Dick Clark.
Well, as you can see, these people are on their feet right now, and they'll be on their feet again in the next act. Ben Affleck presents Harrison Ford and the Cecil B. DeMille Award. That is coming up right here on the Golden Globes on NBC.
All right, well, you know, he got some coffee or something that someone hipped him to the fact because let me go
You're
back.
You're saying the Golden Globes.
Let me go back to cut. Which cut was it that we said Globes?
You were at the Golden Globes. This is the ball.
There it is.
All right, there it is. Right
you were at the Golden Globes.
Just needed some practice.
You were at the Golden Globes. This is the ballroom. Take a look around this room. TV and film stars are rubbing elbows. Of course, tomorrow the papers will be reporting who's seen with whom, but you're seeing it all for yourself right here on the Golden Globes on NBC.
NBC.
Okay, then let me see. Okay, I'm going to start. I don't even want you to hear the... Ben Affleck, who came to introduce Harrison Ford.
Is it the big suck fest?
It was the whole thing. Oh, hold on. Rob's right. Hold on. Before we get to the Harrison Ford thing, there is seriously a double jive custom
the theme.
Jennifer Lopez parody record.
You've got to listen very carefully to the lyrics. I didn't even realize there was custom words to this.
Oh, you mean when they introduced the Golden Globes?
Yeah.
And I was, you know what I was thinking when I saw that? I was hoping that it wasn't being broadcast inside the Hilton. I was hoping that it was just for the TV audience because it was so jive.
It is so bad, and I have to give my wife credit because she said, listen to the words they're saying.
Oh, horrible. Like it was made up like 5 minutes before they went on the air.
It's Jennifer Lopez. Here we go.
In Beverly Hills, the stars of motion pictures and television are gathering for the party of the year.
This is like from the Lionel Richie rhyming dictionary.
Oh, yeah, but wait, it gets jiver.
I know. Oh, what a feeling when you're dancing on the ceiling.
I think Ron Howard felt about that.
Yeah.
And Opie, who loves to direct.
Opie grew up to direct.
That's right. Good for Opie and Anthony, though.
Yeah.
If they have a phone, they can play that Opie loves to direct.
That's right.
Yeah, right. Now, maybe this is not actually Jennifer Lopez singing, but
I don't think so.
It's the J-Lo song, though, right? Waiting for Tonight. Here comes Billy Bob.
That star loves the mob. They're showing Tony Soprano.
Getting it, Will Smith is having a punch.
Yeah.
He played Ali.
Ha, 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 ha,
There's Kevin who's acting is key. Waiting for the
Was that, there's Kevin who's acting is key?
Yeah.
I'll hail to the Chief Martin Sheen. Waiting for the blow.
Stinks on ice.
Wow. Our team of accountants are here.
Then they show our team of accountants are here.
Get ready to be embarrassed, stars.
Wow. It's time for the bash of the year that you're not invited.
Hello, Brent. Brent, are you there? Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Donna Mike, what up?
Hey, Brent.
Yeah. Did you see Drew Nathan's daughter?
Who?
Do you know the lady that played Wizard of Oz? Did you see her daughter who betrayed her?
What? You got to speak wider.
Do you see what's the lady that...
I think I can help here. Do you mean Lorna Luft?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's as big as a townhouse now. They had a great shot of Lorna Love.
What does she have to do with The Wizard of Oz?
Because her mother is Judy Garland.
Judy Garland's mother?
Oh, okay, I gotcha. All right, thank you.
I mean, Lorna Love is not Judy Garland's mother.
Might be.
Judy Garland is Lorna Love's mother.
And she ate the corpse.
Did you see a haircut?
Haircut?
Yeah. Awful, right?
God, I wish Mr. Forty was here.
Yeah.
Sometimes we need a translator to talk with our black audience.
Highlight Leah Remini.
We liked Leah Remini.
Yeah, we loved her.
Do you see what she was wearing?
Yes.
Yeah, very low cut and sitting next to Sean Combs.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Hot. Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye.
Good call.
Ooh.
You see haircut?
That was a tough one.
Wizard of Oz's daughter?
I'll tell you one thing I did see.
Wizard of Oz's daughter.
I'll tell you a haircut I didn't like was Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah. She chopped it all off.
And I don't know if you noticed or not, but during the show, she was sitting at the table with the guy who plays Aiden on Sex and the City.
John Corbett,
and there was lots of kissing and hugging that had nothing to do with the awards.
Yeah.
And the word is
that they're an item.
She's dumping Matthew Vehicular Homicide Broderick.
For him?
For him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, they were one of New York's darling couples.
That's true. That's what I hear. That
all those nights out, you know, doing that show, Matthew.
That Matthew's on the outs.
Is she dumping him for that guy?
Yeah. And last night, I swear, I thought my wife was going to cry. We were watching Sex and the City because Carrie and is that her name? Carrie?
Carrie and Aiden?
Yeah. They broke up.
Oh. Drag.
They broke up.
So I like the Samantha, though, got it in the men's room with that writer.
Oh, but he was soft. I thought of you at that moment.
But that's not what happens when you take the Paxil.
I know.
Ass.
I'm kidding. Toodaloo ass.
Ass.
Kidding. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, what's going on, guys?
Hey, but really at the end of that, Freddie was sitting there, and I said, are you crying? She said, I'm not crying. I said, it's Sex and the City. She said, but they broke up.
You know that show is doomed if she starts banging her co-star. That show will go down in flames. That's the way it works.
But if he's leaving the show, then she can bang him.
It works. This is true.
Then she can. I've always thought she should be with Mr. Big anyway.
I like Mr. Big.
So do I.
Mr. Big is a cool guy.
So do I.
But I mean, not in a regular way. Like, they shouldn't walk down the aisle or anything. She should just be dating him.
Yeah, but she was before he was all teary and junk last night. And, you know, I was going to mention one more thing about Sex and the City. I'm about ready to come over to the other side. On Cynthia Nixon.
It's about time. About time you smelled the coffee on that one.
Dave Foley. I saw her on the Letterman show.
Yeah.
My God, she has legs that just will not end. And I don't mean
Purdue.
In a good way. I mean, her legs are like Popeye arms.
Yeah, so, yeah, she's very thin.
She got like elephantitis of the legs.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, I mean...
You mean she's got thick legs?
She has thick legs.
Wow, such a skinny lady, and she's got such thick legs.
Yeah. Huh.
And that matches her wonderful bus line.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike, what's going on, guys?
There she is.
Oh, no.
I can't imagine that. I can't imagine. Anybody watch Letterman when Cynthia Nixon was on last week? You tell me.
When she trundled out.
You tell me if you saw those legs, the first thing you didn't think was, hey, you want to throw a peanut in her nose. She belonged in a circus with those legs.
Wow.
Hello?
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
Hey, guys. Did you see who Miss Golden Globe was this year?
Yeah. It was the daughter of...
Pat Benatar.
Which means technically,
your daughter.
That could be my daughter.
That's what I was thinking. That's where I was headed. It's Don's love child.
It could be mine since we did have unprotected sex.
I think she's a budding recording artist too, but she's super, super hot. I think she's like 17 or 18. It's ridiculous.
Then that would let me off the hook.
Right.
When did Surf do her?
Well, guys, I got news for you. They showed the husband, so they showed the father. They identified him as the father. The alleged father.
Hello, Jerry. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I want you to think.
Hello, Jerry.
Jerry!
All right, Jerry's gone.
Haircut.
Hold on.
Guys, how you doing?
There he is. Hi, Jerry.
What's up? I tell you, I turned on the Golden Globes just when Sex and the City, I guess, was getting their award for Best Comedy, and I thought they were having a reunion of News Radio, because with Sarah Desk, I thought it was Kathy Griffin taking the award.
Oh, yeah.
And what happened with Kim Cattrall? She didn't look too good.
I thought she looked real good.
She looks fine.
Really?
Yeah, I thought she looked good on the award show, and I liked the way she was kind of just sitting there posing sultrily in back of the producer.
Anyway, the reason why I called, I was talking about the producers. You were saying as far as Matthew. Somebody asked her, hey, where's Matt? And she's like, oh, I think he's in New York doing a matinee today.
Yeah.
And I go, just so you know, you guys aren't here together. She goes, oh, no. She goes, this is my my date for tonight, talking about that guy who played Aiden. So maybe,
A lot of times if you watched The Room, the two of them would be hugging and cuddling, and it's like it wasn't when Sex and the City was winning awards.
Right.
It was just as they panned across the room.
I saw a shot one time when they showed the two of them, and she was giving...
And then he got under the table and gave her
right there.
And then, you know, did a little, you know.
Doing your job.
Sure. You know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
They were both doing that to each other with their hands.
Right.
She was sitting there.
And at the end, Aiden did the same thing to the mom from 6 Feet Under. Show got really good in the 10 o'clock hour.
It was incredible. You have to look for those cutaways.
Right.
Back in Furiously with Aiden with his hands.
Back in New York, Nathan Lane's doing the same thing to Matthew Broderick.
Thank you, Buzz. We will be right back. The Harrison Ford, that's a highlight. Stroke victim, drunk, who knows?
We'll find out. We'll analyze it.
Disjointed stroke-like Harrison Ford coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Ron and Fez Show.
Ron and Fez.
After Don and Mike on Redskins Radio, 106.7 WJFK.
The band you thought you'd never see live again. Motley Crue's Better Live Than Dead Tour coming to the MCI Center March 6th. Tickets on sale Saturday, 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster or call 202-397-SEAT.
It's time for If You Wouldn't Eat It in the Daylight, Would You Eat It at Night? And now, here's your host.
Okay, players, first question. Would you eat a hamburger late at night that's been sitting under a heat lamp? Player number three.
No.
That's correct. You'd go to Wendy's for a hamburger made the way Wendy's founder Dave Thomas knew a hamburger should be made. Fresh, so it's hot and juicy. Now, how about a chicken sandwich that's made from parts fused together? Player three.
Not a chance.
Right again. Even when it's late, you'd go to Wendy's for a chicken sandwich with a tender, juicy whole breast filet.
Remember, you're all winners because Wendy's pickup window is open till 1 a.m. or later, and we still do it Dave's way.
The players one and two, you were awfully quiet.
Player three stole our buzzers.
Oh.
At participating Wendy's.
Wendy's founder Dave Thomas knew everyone needed a little